but to really stay connected to our humanness moment by moment requires a language different than that in which we have been educated. It requires a language of life. And this language of life, as I have described, a core ingredient is our needs, to be able to say at any moment what need is alive in us. When our needs are being fulfilled, we want to celebrate. When our needs are not being fulfilled, we want to mourn. So, our feelings tell us what is happening to our needs. When we feel pleasureful feelings, we know that our needs are being fulfilled. When we feel painful feelings or unpleasant feelings, we know our needs are not being fulfilled. So to be fully alive requires a language of life, and that requires a language of feelings and needs. And we need to know how to translate all of the judgments that have been put in our head that involve wrongness, and to be conscious that they are all tragic expressions of unmet needs. So as soon as we feel the anger, depression, guilt, or shame, we need to be able to look up in our head and see the thinking that's causing it, and then translate that thinking into what needs of ours are not getting met. Another thing we need to liberate ourselves from if we want to really enjoy being a human being, we need to liberate ourselves from thinking that we can cause other people's feelings. We need to be real clear about this important word, responsibility. We need to see what we can be responsible for and what we are not responsible for, because when we get this mixed up, we can be victimized by guilt tripping. Let me show you what I mean. Many parents try to motivate their children this way. Let's say the child has not done something that the parent would like the child to have done. For example, clean up their room. So now the parent puts themselves in the line of sight where the child can see them, and the parent looks very pathetic. And then when the child sees the parent looking that way, they say, "What's the matter?" And the parent says, "Nothing." And the child says, "Yes, it looks like something's the matter. What's the matter?" And the parent says, "It hurts me when you don't clean up your room." Now, if the child loves the parent, and the child believes that it was their behavior that hurts the parent, they feel guilty. And they may go in and clean up the room then, but it'll be very costly, because any action we take out of that kind of guilt is not taken out of caring for people. It's taken to release ourselves from the guilt, and this brings negative associations to the guilt-inducing person. So whenever we motivate by guilt, it's costly to us. So in nonviolent communication, it is stressed to be aware that we are responsible for our own feelings. Other people can't make us feel anything. Our feelings are a result of how we take things. And we cannot make other people feel as they do. They are responsible for how they take it. So we show we're not responsible for how other people feel. We are responsible for our actions. And to demonstrate this, I often ask somebody to insult me. And somebody might say to me, "Marshall, you're telling boring stories." And I show the group, now I have several choices of how I interpret that. I could interpret what this person just said, that I am a boring person, that I tell boring stories. If I take it that way, I'm likely to feel shame. But then it isn't what the other person said that made me feel shame. It's how I took it. I believe that I was boring and that it's bad to be boring. So I would be responsible for how I took it and the shame I felt. The other person is responsible for what they said and how they said it. Now, of course, when the person said that to me, I could have interpreted that that was rude of them to say, that they had no right to say that to me. If I took it that way, I would be feeling angry. But it wouldn't have been the other person making me angry. They're not responsible for my anger. My anger would have been created by my thinking that they were rude and had no right to say that to me. So once again, I would be responsible for how I took it and how I felt. They are responsible for what they did.